In the meantime, the federal opposition leader Peter Dutton joins me every Thursday, a bit earlier than normal this week because of National Police Remembrance Day. And Peter Dutton, g'day.
Good morning, Ray.
Very important day for people like you who've served the community, and a very important day for the families of members of the police community who lost their lives.
It certainly is, Ray. I think we just take a moment today to pause and reflect on those that have lost their lives and the families that will, in many cases, never recover from that loss. And the fact that we live in such a fantastic country, one of the greatest countries on the earth, is because we have democracy underpinned by law and order, and that sense of stability is provided by the police in whatever form across the country. And I had a briefing yesterday from the Australian Federal Police Commissioner on terrorist investigations and foreign interference investigations, child abuse protection issues. And, you know, the criminals are out there in greater numbers than ever. And so I think today is an appropriate day for all Australians to just stop, pause and say thank you if you see a police officer on the street, but be grateful for the country in which we live and for the safety and security that they provide us.
Okay, well said. Now, I know you've got a commitment shortly, so I won't keep you. The major factor in the last week or so has been this anti-corruption commission. You yesterday announced you were giving in-principle support to it, and that's driven some people on the crossbenches cuckoo and the Greens as well. But you believe that the Prime Minister has struck the right balance, correct?
I believe so, Ray. It's not an easy issue because you see what's happened in New South Wales and even in Queensland, which has been modified, in South Australia as well, where you have the show trials, so people who are never convicted of anything, never proven guilty of anything, have their reputations trashed. And I'm not interested in something that does that, but I am interested in a body that weeds out corruption and ensures integrity at a government level, at a public service level. That's absolutely essential, and so I believe strongly, obviously, like every Australian, in the rule of law, and it should apply equally to everybody. And I want a body that has teeth, but I don't pursue the Greens and the Teals attack on it, because what they want is instability. They want, whether it's a Labor or Liberal government, for there to be these show trials and for there to be an air of instability, because that's their model. That's what gets them elected, if people are unhappy with the government of the day. So I want something that is going to treat people with respect. I mean, in some cases, as we saw in South Australia, people can end up committing suicide because they've been wrongly accused and after a couple of years not even advised that they have been cleared, that their innocence has been proven. So the balance here is important, and we've been working with the government. I've had discussions with the Prime Minister, and Julian Leeson's had discussions with Mark Dreyfus, his opposite number, and I believe that there's a sensible bill that we can support, and I'll take that through my party room before we do that.
Okay, now, the one problem that some see, even though those who support the instigation of this, of course, anti-corruption commission, is who determines what's exceptional circumstances? Now, obviously, the commissioner does, or commission officers do, those people who'll be retained to investigate. But the concern from some is it's too widespread, you know, and these are from people who think that it should be, I mean, really, really tightened up so that people can't just be named and they're interviewed in camera and discussions are taking place in camera. But as soon as the media gets hold of it, well, it's a sort of self-exploding bubble. So who determines exceptional circumstances?
Well, Ray, so it'll be provided in the legislation or in the explanatory memorandum and the regulations by the government. There'll be some guidance, but ultimately it's a decision for the commissioner, because the commissioner has before them all of the evidence, and they can make a decision about the public interest, whether in some cases, as the Attorney General pointed out yesterday, it's more advantageous to conduct the hearing in private because that won't compromise a subsequent criminal investigation. And that's a decision that can be based on all of the facts, and the facts aren't known to the journalists or to the politicians or to the public. They're known to the commissioner, and I know the Greens, you know, are vehemently against the commissioner having that discretion, but it's an application of common sense as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, well, we'll have a more detailed discussion when you're available next week, and the best of luck to all police officers serving and retired right across Australia on a most important day.